Right. Just how excited are you now to get to this point in time where you can finally focus on the game and prepare for it?
Very excited. It's been a long time coming.
How are you feeling right now just about the entire defense as a whole?
I feel pretty good. Obviously, we won't be there till we're there, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just the way football is, you want every last thing, every last detail that you can take care of. You know, we're going to try and do it. So, you know, we won't be ready till we're ready. So at this point, we're just, you know, trying to improve and cover all our bases.
Lynch is pretty much a quarterback in a linebacker's body. Can you talk about the technique? If you meet him basically in open field, how do you bring a guy like that down?
Boy, you know, you want to hit him, obviously, and then grab on and run your feet and hope that you take him the other way and, you know, you're not going with him. But you know, once you get out in a game situation, you know, all bets are off, and really those, you know, technique, tackling, all that sort of coach speak is a term people talk about. But when you get into a game, really the important thing is just make sure you get him down, secure the tackle, and that's really all I'm going to be worried about. And then hopefully it's just a matter of muscle memory. If I do find myself in that situation, I'll execute.
He had that one run last year, and you've been very open in saying you felt a little out of position on that long touchdown run that he had. I mean, is that something that you think about as you come into this game and just making sure that everybody is playing where they need to be now and making sure he doesn't break one?
Yeah, definitely. They're a team, I think, that makes defenses play the whole field in terms of how they spread you out and, you know, things they do and the potential that they have to put the ball in different places. So that's a concern, you know, for me, and I'm sure the coaches are concerned about it. But, you know, all you can do is prepare and then hopefully execute, you know, on Saturday.
But this is the hard part about their zone read is there's really no one key. I mean, there's no one thing you can automatically plug in and do every play, is there?
Right. And every play is a guessing game to a certain extent. You know, there's really a chess match, going on before the play. And, you know, we trust our coaching staff to put us in winning positions. But at the end of the day, it's just, if you break the plays down, it's really 11 one-on-ones. And you don't know who you're going to be matched up on before the snap. But when you do find yourself in that one-on-one situation, whether it's making a tackle or whether it's getting off a block, you just got to do your best to make sure you can win. And then hope the guys next to you are doing that. And really, you just worry about that anytime you play a team that is, again, spreads the field or presents as many options as Northern Illinois does. It's just focus on really winning your one-on-one.
I don't think you'll be unblocked, but is that kind of an alarm against this kind of zone read? Is when you're the unblocked guy, you know, it's something's up, right?
Right. And our coaches coach that, obviously. We feel like we have an idea what maybe they might try to do, but obviously it's the first game of the year. They could come out and run something totally different. We don't know, right?
Right, right.
But coaches coach players in just about every situation. So I can tell you that guys that find themselves in the position where they're the read guy, mm-hmm. you know, they're coached up and there's a technique that they need to follow once they're in that situation.